We did Coachella right this year, and this is exactly what we did.
We've been missing for quite some time now. This episode is long overdue. I'm excited to record. I feel like we haven't recorded in weeks. I don't know what happened.
Life has been lifing. And then we went to Coachella. That really put us behind.
We had all intentions of recording before we got to Coachella, and then we had intentions of recording at Coachella, and now we're back not together on opposite sides of the country, finding time to record. It's 10 p.m. for me. I made it to New York. I am here for work, and Kendall, you are in San Diego.
Yes, I'm safe and sound in my home. I would say I'm having a chill week, but it is quite the opposite because I'm heading to Europe this weekend, doing a very quick turnaround from Coachella to Europe. I'm doing like a Europe-Africa trip. There's a lot that needs to happen between getting back from Coachella and leaving the country for 3 weeks while also getting all of my Coachella content edited and up because I'm editing a vlog and I've got so much Coachella content that I'm trying to get up on Instagram and TikTok. Just a lot. And then of course I'm trying to hang out with my crush this week before I leave for 3 weeks.
If there's anything I'm excited about, it's the launching of the Coachella vlog. And how's that going? I'm actually so curious. I haven't wanted to ask you.
Well, I worked on it a ton today. It's going to be my best vlog yet. I mean, I'm already excited. Like, the vibe is so high because we're just, like, we were so happy and excited. And being funny, we were being so funny. Like, it's just gold. It's just gold. And I cannot wait. You girls need to go watch the vlog because it'll be live by the time you hear this. Go watch my... Honestly, go watch our Coachella vlog because the way that Cassie interacts in the vlog, she's acting like... she's the host of the freaking channel. There's moments where she just picks up the camera and starts talking as if it's her own YouTube channel.
I don't know what got into me this weekend. I was feeling extra confident and comfortable on the vlog. It actually made me want to start my own vlog because of how minimal effort it felt like to pick up the camera and record. I felt so authentic, and I've been super inspired and actually was talking to Kendall about the possibility that I actually launch a vlog one day. Well, yay. That's going to be the highlight of my week. I'm going to be posting that, reposting it, sharing it to everyone and their mother to like encourage them to watch me have like the best weekend of my life. It's like a movie.
It is a movie. It's like a reality show. My YouTube channel is my reality show. And every week is a new episode.
You have a lot going on. Coming off of Coachella is already enough to decompress from. Then having to get ready to leave not only home and repack, having
to unpack from Coachella, do all the laundry, and catch up on sleep, because that's one thing that Cassie and I didn't do this weekend was take care of ourselves physically. We really pushed our limits. We were acting like superhumans the way that we nourished ourselves and didn't sleep, or I should say malnourished ourselves. We were just doing some
silly things. Silly things.
Being silly, silly girls.
We're talking about how the title, Sitting Pretty, was actually not fitting for how we were acting this weekend. I came up with the idea of dancing dirty because that's pretty much all we did all weekend.
Which is the opposite of sitting pretty. Need to have a podcast rebrand, and our new name is going to be Dancing Dirty because that... is honestly our new personality.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it.
This weekend literally changed our whole personality. It was slowly building up ever since we're both single and we've kind of been in our baddie energy. As soon as it hit Coachella, things just really turned around. I mean, we are basically rave girls at this point. Cassie sent me the EDC lineup, which is the Electric Daisy Carnival in Las Vegas, and it's in a few weeks. It's basically a music festival that's purely for EDM, which is all that we listened to this weekend at Coachella. We were not your average Coachella goers. I think most influencers go mostly for the photos and the outfits and the pre-parties, and they kind of just make it to the headliners. But Cassie and I were on a different page. Even our outfits showed that we were kind of on a different vibe. We basically were wearing borderline rave outfits. We basically wore lingerie this weekend, and we exclusively went to DJ sets. We didn't see one mainstream regular show.
I feel like we've gotten requests to unpack Coachella. We could definitely add in some tips or recommendations or like ideas that we have for how we're going to do it the same or better next year, because we're definitely going again next year. That's without a doubt. And some of the things we say might inspire other girls to do the same. Little story time.
So it all started when Cassie and I met up in Los Angeles. We actually first met up in LA before we drove out to Palm Springs together. Obviously, Cassie doesn't live in California and I live in San Diego. So we met in LA. We decided to meet in LA because I had a few influencer events that I wanted to go to before the festival that were in LA. So basically on Tuesday, I drove up to LA, Cassie flew in, and we got a hotel together in West Hollywood called the Pally House, which is the cutest little boutique hotel. I go to my first event on Tuesday. It was like this huge gifting event put on by a PR company. Saw a bunch of other influencers there. I really felt like a real influencer. Most of the time, I feel like an imposter. I don't even know what my job title is. I kind of just run around. I don't know if I'm an influencer or an OnlyFans girl or a model. I don't know what I am. But last week I felt like a freaking influencer because I got invited to so many cool events and I was around other girls that I really look up to in the industry, specifically like fashion and wellness girlies. So that was really cool. And then after that, I showed up at Cassie's hair appointment.
Yeah, I got my hair done for the first time ever. I'm naturally pretty blonde. It definitely gets darker in the winter. I've always wanted to go blonder, but I've hated the idea of ruining my hair. So I've put it off for as long as I could. And Coachella inspired me to just go for it. I knew I needed a cut. And since I was going to be in LA, I figured I could find a really great color artist. I got my hair done for the first time and it was amazing. I basically just got balayage without really asking for it. I feel like he really just knew what to do with my hair. So I feel really lucky. I went to someone at a Royal Salon. It's R-O-I-L in Beverly Hills and saw Drew. He was incredible and comes highly recommended. I was there for like 5 hours. It was so exhausting. I didn't really realize how long the process would take. My whole head was covered in foils. I looked absolutely crazy, but the final product was
chef's kiss.
So happy with how it turned out and really happy I did it right before Coachella because it was a noticeable difference in how my hair looked all weekend. And of course, Kendall met me at the salon and brought me like the best smoothie from Creation, which is kind of like a mini Erewhon smoothie acai place. And then I went and got a wax. I've talked about waxing on the podcast before because I always get my Brazilian and my upper legs done. But I added a couple services this week because of Coachella. I actually did my forearms, which I'd never done before. I have super long arm hair, lol. Yeah, I decided to get rid of that because I knew I was going to be taking so many photos in the lighting. And one thing I get self-conscious about sometimes is when my arm hair like totally shows in my pictures. I went for it and I was so happy with the results. Like the way my spray tan went on after getting a fresh wax was unreal. Oh, I did my sideburns as well. Not fully sure if I recommend that yet because I actually ended up breaking out pretty bad right where I got the wax. And I've been trying to figure out if it was from the wax or just wearing like 10 pounds of makeup all weekend for like hours and hours and hours. My skin was looking very soft. My makeup was going on super well and stayed on super well. I think part of the problem with having like peach fuzz on your face is that your makeup doesn't hold as well. So I had zero issues with that. I had Kendall like face check my face in the middle of the crowd so many times. And she'd be like, no girl, like your makeup like looks fire. It hasn't moved at all. So I do think that was super helpful. So yeah, I went to a wax appointment in LA and then we had a sleepover that night. Of course, we were sharing a bed.
We were actually sharing a queen bed, which is funny. I don't know why we didn't get a king, but
we still like didn't touch though, like at all.
Cassie even has sleeps over in my full bed here in my house in San Diego. And you know, a full size is even smaller than a queen, and we fully don't touch in the full either. If one of us like even touches each other, we'll like
scurry to the other edge.
We're good at sleeping together. The next day was fun because I brought Cassie to both of my events that I had that day. First, we went to the White Fox event, which was honestly so cool because it was at this mansion in Beverly Hills with this gorgeous view, and it was a full-on festival styling suite. So we show up, and the first thing we do is we go to the bar and we get some spicy margs. So that immediately was a vibe. Basically, with these gifting suites, you just go, and it's kind of like shopping, but it's all, everything's free. So I was able to pick out the 10 items, which is honestly a lot. And there was a DJ and there was sushi catering. So we got some sushi and we just sat out by the pool and talked for like 30 minutes and hung out. Got some cute pics for our story, Instagram story. And then we went to a second event. After that, we drove to a Boohoo event, which is just so on brand for them because the difference between the White Fox event and the Boohoo event was so black and white. Like we go to this White Fox event and it's so bougie. You could tell they spent so much money on this mansion. And then we go to the Boohoo event and it's like at their headquarters. They didn't even rent out a space for it. And the demographic that was there was just also completely different. It was, they over-invited people. Half the people there weren't even influencers.
It was mostly guys.
Yeah, because it was also a Boohoo man event. So it was girls and guys. It was very chaotic. But we still managed to get a spicy marg. It was not nearly as good. Basically, everything about that event was a bit of a downgrade compared to the White Fox event. And we also only got to pick out 2 items instead of 10, which is funny because Boohoo is already the actual cheapest store to ever exist.
One of the pieces I picked of my 2 options was this white silk nightgown. It was like in a size that was literally 6 sizes too big for me, according to the tag. I ended up re-wearing that slip every single day of Coachella. I wore it. It's in like half of the vlog, honestly. Like, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about if you watch the vlog, because I put it on the morning we drove to Palm Springs, wore it to the spray tan, wore it to bed every night for whatever reason. I've continued to wear it. Like, I've worn it to bed even in New York. Like, I put that thing to use. So I definitely got my use out of the one one item. I think it's like the only item I've worn.
She was a major character of the weekend. She was one of the main characters. And then we woke up the next morning and pretty much packed up and got on the road to Palm Springs right away. Of course, we had to make our obligatory stop to get some fruit from the LA fruit stands, the kind of sketchy ghetto fruit stands they have. They're so fire, and we've yet to get food poisoning from them, so we're gonna keep up with the fruit stands. And of course, we've been on such a fruit obsession lately that it was only right to get more of it. But we got on the road, and immediately the first thing we do when we get into town is get a spray tan, which kind of was the best decision ever. We looked so tan all weekend, and it was fresh since we got it on Thursday. Yeah, because in my opinion, a spray tan looks best the day after you get it. They say it looks best 2 days after, but I think it looks best the day after because it's that peak tan.
It was so worth it to wait until the evening before Coachella, like the afternoon before.
So that's something I would do again and that I would also recommend. Because then all we did after that was pretty much go back to the hotel and immediately, well, first of all, we should say that we stayed at the JW Marriott because they have a package deal with Coachella where you can buy your ticket with the hotel. So you can get it for basically base price. You're not paying extra because usually if you buy Coachella tickets, you're buying them from a resale site and the price is marked up a bit. If you buy them in a package with the hotel, you're getting both at the lowest price possible. So that was a good move. The JW Marriott was a great location. I mean, it is in Palm Desert and the actual festival is in Indio. So it's like a 30 minute drive, the festival. But to be honest, Indio is not the nicest area. And so there's not really good places to stay actually near Coachella. Palm Desert is definitely a much nicer area. And I truly didn't mind driving there and back, but most people take a shuttle, so it doesn't even matter. There's like a shuttle service from the hotel straight to the festival. But I loved the hotel. It was very nice. It's the largest luxury hotel in the West or something crazy like that. It's huge. So we got there and immediately just started laying out our looks for the next day. We were just so excited. We wanted to be so ready for day one of Coachella.
It's just such a move getting to Palm Springs the day before Coachella. I feel like if you can take the time to like make the investment to stay an extra night, because I feel like a lot of people drive out Friday morning, it's so worth it. It just relieved so much stress on getting out there. I didn't feel anxious at all. And I know that if we would have started driving Friday morning, I would have been really anxious. It was just such a vibe to wake up in Palm Springs on Friday morning, feel organized, and feel like we could start getting excited about the day without having to worry about any logistics of driving, getting to where we wanted to stay, unpacking. That's just like too much. That's a recommendation I would definitely do again next year. I actually want to spend more time before and after Coachella next year. It's overall just such a process coming into town for such a short amount of time that you spend being so chaotic. Having more downtime on before and after the festival would be so amazing.
Such a luxury, yeah.
You're one of those people that like needs to request off time. I do feel like if Coachella is something that you really, really want to do, it would be worth your time to request more days and actually spend a full week out there, because Palm Springs is such an enjoyable place that you don't get to really enjoy or appreciate when you're at Coachella all weekend. Like, I totally could have used a few extra days in Palm Springs to just lay in the sun, enjoy the desert for like the relaxation that it actually is kind of meant for. It would definitely be worth it to stay longer or come earlier. Something I want to talk about is the value in over preparing outfit wise for Coachella. Whether you really care about serving your best looks ever, or you don't care as much about the fashion aspect, such a massive tip is to order minimum double outfits of like what you think you're going to wear, because everything I thought I was going to wear, I didn't wear and completely changed my looks, and all of my backup looks was what I ended up pretty much wearing. It was just such a move to mix and match and have extra pieces to create new looks, be able to create looks based on kind of what your friends are wearing. I think that something that I had so much fun doing this weekend was being in person with you, Ken, and curating looks that coordinated but didn't match. We actually didn't talk about our outfits at all this year, and we somehow made it work that we coordinated on two of the 3 days. The last day, we kind of just sent it with what we felt most confident in, and those days we didn't have anything that coordinated. And that's really like what it comes down to, is the best way to have fun at Coachella is to like look good and feel good in your outfit. That's such a key, and something that we like totally ran with this weekend. Like, my first look that I tried on was really, really pretty and like kind of elegant, and would have been so cute at Coachella, like, don't get me wrong, like to walk around in, but for the vibe we were going for, which was to just honestly like dance really hard and look really hot, was not the vibe to wear this first outfit.
It's like a long skirt. You would not have been able to dance the way that we did in that outfit.
I would have not felt as confident as I did in the outfit that I wore. I have so many guys trying to hang out with me right now. It's so funny. Like, some kid just texted me like 10 minutes ago, want to have a sleepover, because he knows I'm in New York. Another kid, have you fully recovered from Coachella yet? I want to see you.
The fuck up.
Dude, yes.
This is incredible. The orbit is orbiting.
Oh, definitely. Because every time I come back to somewhere, the guys are like, she's here. We don't name drop on the pod yet.
Not until there's a ring on my finger will I be name dropping on this pod.
Yeah, you have to earn that spot to be name dropped on here.
That's like call her daddy. She has a nickname for her now fiance.
All right, we're all sitting pretty girls here. I'm going to give you my tip here. Looking absolutely hot at Coachella is a move.
There's a difference between looking hot and looking pretty. And there's a time and place to look pretty, but Coachella is not one of them. Coachella is when you want to be looking actually sexy.
I second that.
That was a huge secret to the reason why we had one of the best weekends of our life, was feeling sexy and feeling hot. Because when you feel that way,
you're so confident.
You're dancing. The confidence is out of this world. I personally have the most fun when I feel hot versus feeling pretty.
Yes. And that's what I said. When I was trying on my outfits, I said, I feel really pretty in this outfit. That's why I like it. Because I love to feel elegant and pretty and put together. But then when I would try on this other outfit, my whole energy and aura would change. And that's how you knew, like just by being around me, which outfit to put on. And I think when you look in the mirror and you try on an outfit and you like can kind of assess your persona in that moment and like what you're giving. And if you're giving like confident baddie, that is the outfit you should wear to Coachella for sure. For sure. So having something on our head was also so fun. Like some form of hat or like headpiece is definitely a move.
Adding hats to our outfit each day was honestly a game time decision because I wasn't planning on wearing hats to Coachella at all. Like all my looks didn't involve a hat, but it just so happened that during some of my influencer events, the week of Coachella, like literally a couple days, I got gifted two matching white cowgirl hats. They weren't from the same brand, like I said, but they were matching enough that they went together. And Cassie and I were just put them on for fun when we were getting ready on day one. We look at each other, we're like, wait.
We have to wear these.
We have to wear these.
It was such a move. I will say, like, if you're going with your best friend, it's just like you and another girl that are going. Coordinate. That's the word I have to say. Coordinate. Because we were show stopping. Like girls were approaching us to take photos of us. We didn't even have to ask people on day one to take a picture of us. We had hot moms coming up to us to say that they wanted a photo with us, guys saying they wanted a photo with us, and then random nice girls who were like, oh my gosh, you girls look amazing. Can I help you girls get a photo? It was honestly incredible how supportive these girls were and how nice people were. And it was all in the coordination. It was only because we both had some sort of like white set on and then the white cowgirl hats. It made us recognizable and like stand out in a crowd.
It did. And I felt like we met a lot of fun people on day one because people would just come up to us and it was a conversation starter. Our outfits, our hats, everything. So that was such a key. And going back to the fun part about wearing a hat, it's such a fun way to flirt because we ended up meeting up with some guys we know from college and they were so excited about the hats. At one point, we had traded hats with the guys and they were wearing our hats and we were wearing their trucker hats. They were having fun in our cowgirl, they were cowboy hats at that point. And we were having fun in their trucker hats and it was just fun to like swap hats. And we kind of did that all weekend. We were like swapping hats with people. Like it's similar to how you feel on Halloween when you're wearing a costume and you can just be this different person and have more fun than your normal everyday self. Like we kept saying all weekend that it was like a costume. It's like the same thing as wearing a costume. Like you get to,
when you go to Coachella, you kind of enter into this like dreamland, like La La Land, and you get to be in this space where you get to be somebody else if you want to be. And it's kind of like a judgment-free zone. Everyone's doing whatever they want. No one's looking at you weird. No one's questioning why you're taking a million selfies or why you're dancing like a psycho. Like, it doesn't matter what you're doing. And maybe that's part of the reason why it's so fun. It feels so judgment-free. Like, everyone looks like they're having the best time because no one is looking at you and judging you. And I feel like that makes people walk around with more confidence. It just means you get to like live your most authentic self without worrying that someone else is like, why are they doing that? And I don't remember having any thoughts of anyone else being like, why are they wearing that? Why are they doing that? why are they dancing like that? You're just living in your own world with your favorite people, and you get to be whoever you want to be that weekend.
You get to be so silly. Trends we were thinking we would see at Coachella, and one of them was sheer. And I fully took advantage of that trend on day one. I literally wore a lingerie. The outfits we wore are literally, if you find them online, they're called lingerie. It's not clothes. On day one, I was wearing this see-through top, lingerie top. You could fully see my nipples. Like, you could go on my Instagram right now and look, and my nipples are there. And I was wearing basically underwear. And I felt like zero judgment walking through Coachella like that. No one once said anything to me. All they said was, you look amazing.
Doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. We should talk about pashminas, because this is a newfound love of mine. I wasn't aware that the pashmina was like a festival thing. It's truly such a move at Coachella. Whether it's part of your outfit or not, you need to bring a pashmina in your backpack. You need to tie it on to your backpack or something. But if you're going to Coachella, you need a pashmina, a black one, a white one, one that matches your outfit, something. The second it's dark out or you're in a situation where you kind of want to like transform into another character. I feel like that was the other fun part about our looks, is that
we kept transforming throughout the night.
Like, you had your sunglasses to put on at night. That's also a move. Not only do you need sunglasses for the day, you actually need them more at night during the concerts, because it's such a vibe to have sunglasses on at the concert. The lights are so bright at a lot of the shows, but having a pashmina like over your head or around your body, huge hack. Definitely suggest doing that. Everyone knows that you need a backpack at Coachella, but if you didn't know that, that's also such a move.
It's interesting you say that, because I've been seeing a lot of fashion influencers obviously post their outfits, and a lot of them were wearing full designer bags, like little Chanel's or Fendi or whatever it is, little shoulder bags. No, well, that's just like another example of how we didn't do Coachella as fashion girls. We did it as rave girls.
Because we used our backpack as like a survival pack. Like, it wasn't for the look. It wasn't for the fit. Like, in every photo, your photos on day one, you got some cute photos with your backpack, because your backpack was like a character. You literally had a bunny, a stuffed bunny on your back. That was really cute. The purpose of bringing that was solely for survival reasons, because you better believe that Kendall and I were basically acting like moms with children to each other, and like making sure we had everything we needed. We were so OCD about what was going in our backpacks. It was like a full 30-minute process to get out the door each day, making sure that we had our full backpack checklist, which basically consisted of the obvious, like IDs, lip gloss.
We had like a full beauty kit in there. We had our lip gloss, our lip liner, a little comb to touch up our hair. We had extra hair ties.
Gum, perfume, little perfume spray. Oh, I think I also brought in like a powder and a brush, just because it's hot and like you might get a little oily.
I also had three cameras, because I had my nighttime like vintage camera. Also my vlog camera. I fully brought my vlog camera every day, and that's why this vlog is going to be so amazing, because I think most influencers just bring their phone into Coachella, but I full sent the vlog camera every day. And then I also have two phones. I have a content phone and my regular phone. Between my two phones and my two cameras. And then Cassie also had her portable charger. We had stuffed some pashminas in our backpack every day. Like, the pashmina is multi-purpose, because not only does it transform your vibe, but at night you can use it as a little blanket around your shoulders, because it does get cold at Coachella, and that's something that no one talks about. Is at night, it drops like 20 or 30 degrees. On day one, we arrived and it was in the 90s, and then it drops down to in the 60s at night. So you're wearing this tiny outfit, and then you have to run around in that same outfit, but it's 30 degrees colder. So you need some sort of, at least a pashmina or a jacket of some sort to put on.
You call those like sleeve things that are just sleeves?
Shrugs. Those are great, because they pack up small into the backpack too,
and they don't cover your outfit. I wore the same shrug every day, and it was perfect. Black keeps your arms warm for sure. Then we had a whole candy slash snack section.
Mostly candy, to be honest.
They say that you're not supposed to bring outside food in, but our experience every single day going through security was that they're really only looking for weapons. Honestly, don't really care about food. So by all means, bring in any bars or snacks that like you want, because the food is expensive and waiting in line for it is just
a vibe kill.
There's so many food options. If like you're a foodie and you want to spend the time checking that out, there's plenty of options. But
yeah, there's so many different ways to do Coachella, and you can go as a fashion girl, or you can go as a foodie, or you can go more for the music, which is what we did. Yeah, we didn't focus on the food part of Coachella, and we just brought in our own basic snacks like protein bars and honestly a lot of candy, because it's really fun to eat candy once it gets late at night. And it's just something that we never get to do in real life.
I would never eat candy like the way we did this weekend without having guilt. We were just eating candy whenever we wanted.
We were acting like such kids because we were burning so many calories dancing and running around that it was honestly the best burst of energy to get was some sugar rushes. And sucking on a lollipop is such like a fun thing to do at festivals. Got to act like actual children this weekend, and having candy was completely added to that experience.
Yeah, we had Skittles, Starburst, Hi-Chews,
Blow Pops, Tootsie Rolls,
Sour Punch Straws, Blow Pops. Sharing candy with like your friend is just like a very wholesome, sweet experience. What else do we have in our backpacks? I feel like that was like pretty much it.
Blister patches.
Oh my girls. I feel like it's inevitable. Everyone knows that like you walk thousands and thousands of steps at Coachella.
We walked 30,000 steps every day.
It's literally insane. It's miles and miles of walking and dancing like crazy. If you do it like we do it, and you're running from stage to stage. A hack that I need to do next year is order my Coachella shoes months in advance and start wearing them casually over time so that they're fully broken in by the time it's Coachella. Because wearing new shoes before you walk miles in them is an obvious no. I didn't do that this year. I wore brand new shoes every single day, and of course on day one got the worst blisters ever. Only continued to make them worse all weekend, to the point where I was wearing like 50 band-aids, eye blister patches on my feet. Obviously get to a point in the night where I'm not thinking about it because I'm having so much fun, but that means it's only getting worse and worse. So definitely come prepared in terms of your feet. That's something that you should definitely take care of, because it will quickly take away from your fun if you don't take into account how bad your feet might hurt. No one's trying to have their fun ruined by a blister.
So next year we're going to order our shoes at least a month in advance and break them in before the festival. Or just wear shoes that you already have.
Really though, like my first day, I wore these insanely hot over the knee black cowgirl boots. They were such a serve. It was definitely like one of the main parts of my whole look. So in that case, ordering those new shoes was like so worth it. But the other 2 days, I literally wore Converse that cost $75. They got completely trashed, and they're staple shoes that I can wear over and over again. I easily could have just worn a pair of sneakers that I had already in my closet. You really don't need anything crazy unless you're trying to make your shoes like a massive part of your look. Otherwise, it really doesn't matter.
Okay, so going back, it's day one of Coachella. We're in our matching cowgirl hats. We get to the festival and we have no plan. We have a couple artists we want to see. Overall, we are just free birds. We had zero expectations. And that is another key to why our weekend turned out so good, is because we didn't have attachments to meet up with anybody. We didn't have certain people we wanted to see. Of course, we both knew a lot of people there, but we just decided that we were going to show up and go with the flow. And whoever we met up with. But we weren't chasing anyone down all weekend. It was just the two of us on our own schedule, which was so stress-free. We got VIP this year, so we kind of wanted to take advantage of that right away and go to the VIP section and check it out, see what it's all about. Immediately we go, and the first thing that happens is the bartender gives us a free shot, which actually is unheard of at Coachella because the shots are so expensive there. We were on a good luck train from then on out. After that, we decided to meet up with our guy friends from college that Cassie is still connected with, and they ended up being the funnest people to hang out with.
Basically got adopted into a squad of boys who are quite literally the most fun people. Fully took care of us all weekend. I couldn't have been more grateful. And I think an overarching theme to why our Coachella experience was top notch is that we actually had no expectations of this weekend except to have fun with each other. That was all. We didn't talk about who we were going to see. We didn't strictly plan our outfits that we knew exactly what we were going to wear. We didn't have some crazy expectation to create content. We didn't talk about what time we wanted to leave for the festival every day. We would just wake up, get ready, and leave when we were both ready. I took an extra like full hour on the first day to finish getting ready, and you not once were annoyed or trying to pressure me to get out the door. On Sunday morning, I spent the night somewhere else Saturday night. Whoops. And I didn't even come back until like 12:30 in the afternoon, and you had already like started getting ready and not once had texted me pressuring me, where are you? Why are you not back? Neither of us were putting pressure on each other to be anywhere at any time. Like we said, we just wanted to have fun together. I think the universe rewarded us for having such a chill girl mindset on everything. I mean, I think that's a good life lesson, is to just not have too high of expectations for things when you go into something, because then things will turn out better than you could have imagined them to be. I think that's a really great way to go to Coachella, is just to go to have fun and that's it. And everything else should fall into place. I will say another hack, speaking of content, was once we got into the festival, happened to be around 5 o'clock every day by the time we were ready. We knew we wanted to get content, of course, but it was in a very casual, chill way. We would kind of walk into the festival and just kind of like assess the situation, snap a couple pics, and then move on with our life. We made that our first goal once we got into the festival. Before we started drinking or trying to see anyone or catch any shows, we were just like, let's get these photos done and out of the way so we can just enjoy the rest of the night and not be trying to get any pictures. Years prior, we didn't do that. We were so nice to each other about getting content, and it was such a chill, casual vibe. I would say it's some of the best photos I've like ever gotten.
Yes, it was. We took fire content this weekend and we didn't even try, and that's the best part. In years prior, Cassie and I would stress ourselves to probably tears about getting content for Coachella, and looking back, it wasn't even that good compared to the photos we got this weekend. So it's just like, it's just funny how it works like that. And when you just relax and let things unfold, you just have more fun. And that's honestly the goal of Coachella, is to have fun. And people, I think a lot of people go to Coachella for the wrong reasons. I think they go to try to get, with the goal of getting content or getting clout, to try to social climb. That was the other thing that helped. We sat down and decided beforehand, like, what's our goal this weekend? Like, what are we trying to do? And we knew like weeks going into this, our goal is to have fun. And we stuck to that. The other thing about getting content that I think we both knew in the back of our heads is that I have this really fun nighttime camera that I have it linked on my Instagram stories, or you can just DM me if you are interested in getting the same one. It's this tiny little pink Canon digital camera that takes fire flash pics. We would just take candid photos of each other all night on that. We knew that even if we didn't get a good daytime photo, that we could just snap fun photos on the Canon. And we did that every day and ended up getting some really authentic, fun night photos, which is truly when we were having the most fun. And it shows. Or another thing that you could do is get like a little disposable camera or something. I think that would be fun too.
Anything with a flash at night, because the vibe of Coachella changes so much
when the sun goes down.
Yeah, anything with a flash at night is chef's kiss. Definitely a must at Coachella. because iPhone pics at night do not hit the same.
No, 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 no. Don't rely on the iPhone at night.
We're not talking an iPhone flash. Yeah, no, that's a no. The iPhone is for the day photos.
Or at least get like an Alex Earl light for the night. Hopefully you know what I'm talking about. I literally have one shining on me right now to take this video.
What else can we share about Coachella? I mean, a hack that I think we had this year was just barely drinking. Like, to be completely honest, did we have a couple shots of tequila? Yes. Did we overdo it or drink any cocktails at all? No.
Also, another thing is that we didn't go to any pre-parties, which is another reason why we didn't drink too much.
We didn't pre-game Coachella. We never pre-gamed. We walked into the festival sober every single day.
That's not true. We would tailgate like one shot of tequila.
Yeah, just to like barely take the edge off. But we were not walking into Coachella
drunk.
That allows us also to get great photos, because once you cross that like barrier with the alcohol, like your eyes start not doing what they need to do and your face doesn't cooperate. So if you are trying to get good content, I suggest not pre-partying Coachella too much. Just remaining mostly sober all weekend was such a hack, like not drinking too much. I never had a hangover.
That's a huge mistake I made in previous years, was getting too drunk for Coachella, because you don't want to buy drinks once you're in there. So you pregame way too hard. And then I genuinely pretty much blacked out every Coachella in years past, which is so sad. I also was in college, so I was a lot younger and like just more stupid. But yeah, this year I fully remember every single moment.
For day two, I mean, yeah, waking up, you definitely feel the effects of probably barely sleeping. Kendall and I had a decent sized breakfast every day in terms of like getting a good solid meal in. I think that helps for sure, because the nutrition was lacking elsewhere the rest of the day. Regardless of what time we went to bed, the first night we went to bed around 4 a.m. By the time you get out of the festival, it's like 1 a.m. and then takes an hour to get out of the festival and then our drive home. And then by the time we got our makeup off and we're fully in bed, it was 4 in the morning. One of our priorities this weekend was to try and get as close to 8 hours of sleep every night, because we didn't care about what time we were getting to the festival the next day. We just wanted to have had enough sleeps. We didn't even set alarms for any of the days. I would say that's a hack too. If you really want to have a great weekend, you need to have had some sleep in you in order to do so. And we just prioritized that. We had a pretty decent sized breakfast, which I feel like is super important before having a day of Coachella activities. Day two was amazing also. I think we learned from the night before how we wanted to adjust what we were bringing in our backpacks and what to expect. So we were able to adjust a little bit and be better prepared. We did not prepare for the cold as much the first night as we did the second night. Kendall actually ended up having to buy an $100 hoodie because she was freezing. That is something that I would keep in mind, is if you don't properly prepare, you might find yourself spending a lot of money on Coachella merch. Day three was definitely the roughest. I think after partying two nights back to back, staying up super late, day three is inevitably just the hardest day. And you can choose to either have a super mellow third day, or you have to rev it up even harder to get through the day. And so we obviously chose to rev it up and end the weekend with a bang, with the most energy that we could pull out. I actually ended up going to an after party on Saturday night. I actually didn't go to bed until 6 a.m. on Sunday morning. Somehow snuck in about 6 hours of sleep still and managed to make it to day three alive and well. I didn't party at the after party. I just went for the vibes and to be social. I guess that was also a hack. Like, you can still be social without needing to keep partying. Kendall dropped me off. She's such a sweetheart. And then took herself right to bed. And I partied until the wee hours of the night. It was actually quite funny coming back into the hotel on Sunday. I didn't text her or anything and give her any heads up. And I just showed up looking absolutely disheveled in my outfit from the night before. And Kendall had fully gotten her beauty rest and was looking super glowy Sunday morning. I came in looking like a bit of a wreck. On day three, we used our VIP passes to go to the Rose Garden, which was absolutely stunning. I didn't even know that this existed. Have this beautiful, beautiful area that just has rows and rows of all these different colored roses. And it was such a nice way to start day three, just walking through the gardens, taking pics in there.
It was such a good photo opportunity. That was such a gem to stumble upon. My day three outfit was just such a slay. I'll say that. I mean, damn. I wore this like basically no top. I was wearing this full chain outfit with a matching silver pashmina. I mean, I wore pashminas every single day of Coachella, which fully added to my experience. Because like you said, once it gets dark out and you put a pair of sunglasses on with that, you just get to vibe out and dance and be crazy. And it just adds to the character of it all. Another thing that really added to our experience this weekend was having Coachella crushes, which was just very lighthearted and fun because obviously Cassie and I are both single and we fully manifested having a crush or meeting a guy or something at Coachella. Obviously, it makes experiences more fun when you have a little crush going. So pretty much on day one, when we met up with that guy group, Cassie and I each pretty much picked out a guy that was going to be our crush for the weekend. It just happened very naturally, but we left day one being like, dang, each having one guy in particular that we were into. It's just fun because then we got excited to meet up with them every day. And did you make out with your crush on day one?
I did make out with my crush on day one because we've made out in the past.
You had some history there.
So it was like very obvious for me who my Coachella crush was going to be once we met up. Immediately, it was such a vibe for me because it's fun to have like some history with someone that's only like good history. Like there's no bad blood ever between you and this person. Like it's always been a crush. So yeah, we were fully making out on day one and dancing together. Nothing like flirting with a boy in it, like a fun outfit.
There's nothing quite like it, to be honest.
There was no obligation or expectation from either of us on both ends.
Yeah, we could have ditched them at any point.
My crush accelerated very quickly. Kendall's happened a bit more gradual because I actually introduced them, which made me like even more excited because the guy group that we were with was all friends and boys from our college. Some Kendall had never met at all, but I had introduced Kendall and the boy she had a crush on day one, and I had a feeling that they were gonna hit it off. I was just so excited because it's fun being the person who introduces two people that end up like hitting it off. I was really hopeful in my head that at some point it would escalate. On day three, you really kicked it up a notch, and I saw fun and flirty Kendall K.
Because you told me to kick it up a notch. It was after day two. Okay, when I turned to Cass, I was like, so is me and this guy like a thing? Like what's happening? Right then and there, I was like, well, I think he's my Coachella crush. And then Cassie's like, well, girl, you better kick it up a notch because we're not here to mess around or something. But you really gave me a full on pep talk about how on day three, I should just let loose and just dance and be flirty. And I did that on day three. I showed up and I was like, this is my unhinged day. I'm just going to show up and be my hottest, flirtiest self and leave it all out on the table. And it ended up being the funnest day because turns out it's fun to be a flirt.
I haven't got to see that side of you in years because you're not naturally flirty.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't even say that I was being flirty because I'm not naturally flirty, but I was just being more down. More forward.
You're like just not a flirty person, but it was still fun. I remember at one point in the night during one of the music sets, you guys were dancing and whatever, and I looked over and then you guys were like fully making out and I had the biggest grin on my face and I remember just like dancing and smiling by myself like so much. I would just like take your backpack and like your hoodie and just like let you have your hands free so you could like have your moment. I remember saying that to you at one point, like, give me your stuff so you can like have your moment, girl.
And I get on his shoulders and like you're just like fully recording me and holding all my things, and you're being like the mean girl's mom.
Yeah, we both like somehow finessed getting on guys' shoulders like all weekend. We didn't even ask for it, which was like the best part. And this is what I'm saying about like not having expectations.
I went on three guys' shoulder this weekend and two of them had girlfriends, which is just even funnier. They weren't even single and they were offering for me to go on their shoulders.
When you're on a guy's shoulders at a concert, you're iconic and just like on top of the world. Like, did we peak this weekend or like is life going to keep getting better?
Life is definitely going to be getting better. I can feel it. To be honest, like, this weekend was one of the funnest weekends of my life. It's hard for me to give it that trophy medal and say this was the funnest weekend of my life because I don't want to give it that pressure, but it was the funnest weekend of my life. I don't want to say it, but I want to say it. It was the funnest weekend of my life.
I couldn't agree more, because I try and think about other weekends I've had in my life and
like I maybe had more fun nights in my life overall. Like, it gives the award for funnest weekend.
And we had no mishaps. We had no drama. Nothing got lost or stolen. No one had a bad hangover. No one got hurt. No one cried. I cried happy tears.
No one cried of sadness. Cassie was literally crying happy tears at one of the sets. That's the other thing, is Cassie and I fully like fell in love with each other this weekend. Our friendship reached a new level this weekend.
Yeah, I wanted to stay like a whole extra day, not only because I was just absolutely exhausted and didn't feel like traveling, but like I didn't want to leave you.
I know. And that's why next year we're going to stay in Palm Springs for an entire month so that we can go to both Coachella weekends and fully debunk after the first weekend together. Like, that just sounds like exactly what I want to be doing right now. I wish I was still in Palm Springs, and I wish I was going to weekend two this weekend, and I wish I was going to Stagecoach. I would do it all.
Coachella is unreal because it's so fun if you let it be fun. That is what I really want anyone who is listening to this to like take away from that. Like, this was genuinely about just having the best, craziest, silliest, fun weekend with like your ride or die best friend and going for the music. Everything else falling into place because our intentions were so pure. The first time we went, we were in college and we had the wrong intentions of why we were going. We were going to Coachella because it was Coachella. That's why we were going. We weren't going because we were committed to having the best weekend together and be fun and silly. If you watch the vlog and Kendall puts in some of the like crazy clips of us dancing, you will catch the vibe that I'm trying to convey.
I'm inspired with this mindset. I want to have this mindset for everything in life because it fully worked.
It delivered completely. And
having the right intentions with anything you do in life will be the key to your success and happiness.
I'm glad we spilled the Coachella tea. We love you, girls. We're sorry we were gone for so long.
Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for sticking with us even after our little break, but we won't let you down. I'm going to Europe and I'm fully bringing up my full podcast setup with me. So you know that you will hear from us next week. XOXO.
Girly girls.